better view of the area. He spotted the smoke and kept to the trees to get closer. He shook his head, staring down at Kira and the male humans who'd breached vamp-likened territory. She was too soft to kill them. Instead, she threatened them. They didn't attack her, though. He'd have leapt down from where he remained hidden in the trees if they had, ripping them apart with his claws. Instead, they grumbled and whined.
"It's about 2 miles to where the fence was," one of them protested. "It's almost dark."
"Then I suggest you pack up fast and jog. Did you forget about the other rangers on their way? Smoke travels for miles. They aren't as easygoing as I am, boys. We've dubbed one of them Ranger Rage. He gets super angry over idiots starting fires." Kira waved a hand toward the flames. "That will set him off big time. Do you know how dry it's been? Forest fires are a real hazard. He kind of beat the living shit out of the last guy who started one. He said it was worth the 3-day suspension because he got to break the guy's jaw. It amused him, thinking about that poor sucker needing a straw to eat from for a few months." Vesso grinned. Ranger Rage? He had a feeling she was referring to him. He'd been furious when he'd been assigned to train the little humanish, but she'd earned his respect. She got the group of humans packed up and moving in short order. He stayed in the trees, jumping from one to the other, following to make certain they didn't turn on her. Humans were deceiving that way. Kira stopped following the hunters, but he kept with them right until they climbed over the fence. He remained there for a while, watching until they were totally out of sight. He sighed, taking a seat on a branch. No matter how many times he'd lectured Kira on how to handle trespassers, she didn't have the heart to kill. Innocent humans didn't ignore signs to breach their territory. They always brought guns. That meant they were poachers, murderers of animals they shouldn't hunt. Some of the clan felt she was too dangerous to allow to live. Idiots. He leaned back, resting his head against the trunk and watching the sun go down. Kira would be cleaning up any evidence of the invasion of their territory. He didn't feel like yelling at her, lecturing yet again about how she should have killed instead. She'd just peer up at him and wait until he was done, then roll her eyes. He'd heard her excuses too many times before. She'd claimed they were morons, but they didn't deserve to die. He'd also have to report the trespassing if he made Kira aware he knew about it, which would only make some of the clan more riled up about Kira. He didn't want to get her into trouble. Nabi had appointed himself Decker's replacement since their leader and his most trusted enforcers had fled to avoid the wrath of Lord Avioth. He didn't trust the stupid son of a bitch not to attempt to kill her. It would blow Vesso's cover if he ripped off Nabi's head. Everyone needed to believe he was loyal to Decker. An odd sound had him lowering his gaze, staring over the fence. His mouth dropped open as he watched some dirt lift, bodies coming out of the ground. He recognized their faded heat signatures. Fucking vampires. What the hell? They climbed out of the earth, then took a minute to hide the traces of where they'd buried themselves. 6 of them jumped the fence, entering vamp-like in territory. The stupid bastards passed right under him, but then they stopped. He wondered if they would look up, aware of him after all.
"I smell human," one of them softly rasped.
"Me too." Shit. Kira must still be at the campsite. The wind is coming from that direction. One of them giggled.
"I'm hungry."
"Let's go feed. We can go hunting on a full stomach." They took off, moving in the direction of Kira. Vesso dropped out of the tree. He landed with a thud and the bastards turned, hearing him. He snarled, tearing off his clothes to get them out of the way. The vampires gawked at him, either surprised he was stripping or maybe just that he was there at all. He half-shifted to unleash his claws and fangs, attacking while he still had surprise on his side. The closest one froze, terror on his features. Vesso ripped his head off, the bastard turning to ash. He lunged at another, but that vamp avoided getting his throat torn out. They could move fast when motivated. He spotted 2 of them turn tail and run. They weren't heading back to the fence, though, going toward Kira instead. He needed to kill them all fast